Learning Masechta Sivah Mistaf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah from Mem Aleph Amud Aleph that a Yivama cannot do neither Chalitza nor Yibum until 3 months after her first husband died. And that, the Gemara says, we understand why she cannot do Yibum until 3 months, because for the first 3 months we still suspect she might be pregnant. If she's pregnant and has a Vlad Ben Kayama, so Kum Deis Uminisakaris Umiyasaishasach Deraisa. But why wouldn't she be able to do Chalitza? Because Yivam of Shach, if she's pregnant, she doesn't need chalitza. And if she's not, so why wouldn't the chalitza work within 3 months? And the Gemara wanted to have that as a kasha and Rebbe Yochanan that says, chalitza is muberi shema chalitza. Why? Because according to Rish Lakish, she could say, we're afraid she might be pregnant, and then she'll be matel. So kumta she'll need chalitza, but the chalitza won't work, because at the time of the chalitza she was pregnant. So the Gemara suggests a few answers. The Gemara Maskan is Ela Mishum de Rav Yesi, because the Brisa says Ma'is about the Mechad Shabalof Ne Rav Yesi Amalei Marashi Achlitz B'Terech Gimel. There was a man that came to Rav Yesi, said, "Can I do Chalitza within 3 months?" Amalei Lo Tachlitz, "No, you can't." So the man asked him, "Tachlitz Uma B'Kach?" He meant to say, "Miman of Shach, if you're afraid she's pregnant, then she doesn't need Chalitza, and if she's not pregnant, why wouldn't the Chalitza work?" So Karl of Mikra Zeh Amalei Achlitz Ham Chafetz Yivin Kol Ela Yivin Ela Chalitza. Since you're not allowed to do Yibam, that's the sibah why you're not allowed to do Chalitza. So the Rishayim asked Kashis, I'm going to say over the way the Dva asks it, because that's Kail, the Kashis the Rishayim has. He asks, L'chaya, this Brisa doesn't stem not with the Rebbe Yochanan, not with Rish Lakish. Because according to Rebbe Yochanan, if you're going to say, Kol she'en alim ena l'chalitza, so why does Rebbe Yochanan say, Chalitza muberish ma chalitza? So how does this b'risa shim with Rebbe Yochanan? Rebbe Yochanan says the chalitza muberi shma chalitza, and this b'risa is clear, the chalitza muberi shma chalitza. It says kol she'en alim ena l'chalitza. And if you're going to say it's like Rish Lakish, so why did Rebbe Yosi say this pasuk of kol alim ena l'chalitza? Rish Lakish says the chalitza muberi shma chalitza, because it says if ben ein le'ayin olav. And that's what we say, that even for Chalitza, Uben in Le'aynel, if you can't do Yibum with Chalitza. So either way, it's a Kasha. It's a Kasha in Rebbe Yochanan, because the Maskan of the Brice is it doesn't work, Kol El Yimel L'Chalitza, Rebbe Yochanan says it works. And it's a Kasha in Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish says it doesn't work, because Uben in Le'aynel, and he was saying a different time of Kol El Yimel L'Chalitza. That's how they advise the Kasha. So let's go through both sides of it. How does this Brice stem according to Rebbe Yochanan? And then how does this b'risa stem according to Rish Lakish? So on the kasha, how it stems with Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi already asked the kasha. Rashi says, the maskal ela mishum de Rabbi Yosi, says, Rabbi Yochanan le'tikshi. It's not a kasha in Rabbi Yochanan. Di'i chaltzavai le'chalitza. But the evidence is definitely a chalitza. Da'ai ein oil le'chalitza, lav chalitza psula mashma. When it says that since they're not oil le'yibam, they're not oil le'chalitza, it doesn't mean the chalitza is possible. She'akam anashim shinu chaltzis lo'im misyamnis. She has a reason why she can't do Yibam, because since it's within 3 months, we suspect maybe she's Muberis. That's why she can't do Yibam. So now we're going to say the Chalitza is not a good Chalitza. There are many women that can't do Yibam. If there's an Issa Lav, we say Chalitza Misabemis. If there's an Issa Durabanan, we say Chalitza Misabemis. So a lot of times we say Chalitza Lay Misabemis. So Hechad Al Yafshir, that Alma Chalitza Hi. Mu Hechad Al Yafshir Lam Tune, Achatura Libam Mashina. But if you could wait until she's ready for Yibam, then we wait. And that's what it says in Kamar Rishayim, it says Rishayim on the side, the Rajim of the Ridvam, the Rambam in Hilchazim with Chalitza Perek Aleph Halachites, Halacha Yites, the Lashon is from the Malay Tachleitz Tarech Tishim Yayim, Neshainu Re'libim. The Rambam says, why does she get Chalitza within 30 days? Not Re'libim. The Namim Le'achmet Se'ish V'gayimim, V'chalitz Na'le V'gayimim, Be'eshe'el Li'im Ma'le Chalitza, V'chal Zman She'en Ali Me'le Chalitza. So he brings the Brisa. But he still says, "If Yibam Meisim Chalitza B'Teikim Chadashim Hel Ve'Einemu Beres Hamezu Niftar Ve'Einetzricha Klum." So, but the evidence works, and that's the psak of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kav Samach Daled. But not all the Rishayim hold this way. Taisus early on that Vayim Heim and Beis asked the Kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Achelz is Vimtiv Ninsis Muberes Ein Avad Shel Kiyama Hu Asur B'Kreivis Sev He Asur B'Kreivis B'Pasul Menakuna." If it ends up being Mapel. So, L'chumra, we say it's a Chalitza. He's also with her relatives, she's also with his relatives, and they pass off from the Kuna. And Taisus is Medaik, Venimsus Muberis means that the Chalitza took place within 3 months. So he asks Akashif in this Brisa. This Brisa says, that Rabbi Yossi says he can't do Chalitza because Kol Eli Yivim Ein Eli Chalitza, and Kol She'ein Eli Yivim Ein Eli Chalitza. So he's asking Mamash Akasha, why does the Chalitza work? To ask the Bekreva says, Su Bekreva Pasim in Akuna, it's Ein Eli Yivim, Kol She'ein Eli Yivim Ein Eli Chalitza, that's his Kasha. Zak Taisi the Teres, Vaimimi, Dinei Delaf Chalitzi, Mikoma Kam Asim Bekreva says, came in the Raisa of the Chalitza. So the first teretz is mashma, nay the lav chalitza. It's not a chalitza, it doesn't work. But midrash is the chalitza. Because the din of 3 months is the rabbana. Now zechayu what teretz means is like this. The Gemara later asked the kasha from Hasveikas Chalzloim Misyabais. Why do you say they ain't a liyibim? And the Gemara answers, because they am yavaliyo, v'yayim adahakid, ish nas chalitza v'yibimu. The fact that it can't be miyab misafik, that doesn't make it ain't a liyibim. That's what the Gemara says. So what's pshat in the 3 months? Like the Gemara says, it's a tekana sacham. Even if we know it's a katana, and we know for sure she's not muberis, you still have to wait 3 months. So where does the ein alim come from? The ein alim comes from an issa derabana. I mean, the raisa, she is a alim, even though practically you can't because it's a suffix. But that alone doesn't make an ein alim, because if you know she's not muberis, she's an alim. What makes it an aliyim? The issa derabana. So midraisa is a chalitza. So zot taisus, you're right. Midrabana, it's not going to have a chalitza. You only have an issa kravis and it's psulakuna because midraisa is a chalitza. That's the first taisa taisus. Va'oizak taisus, the diavanim chalitza filum in rabana ne nesucha chalitza acheris. So now taisus has a second taisus. It sounds like that's the maskana of taisus. And he brings the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara at the end of this Amud, going to the next Amud. Divama shechotz la'achem b'teiv gimel tshicha lahamdin gimel chadashim. That Gemara seems pretty clear she doesn't need another chalitza. Because the Gemara says that the gimel chadashim she has to wait from is not from the chalitza. The gimel chadashim she has to wait from is from the misa sabal. It sounds pretty clear that she doesn't need another chalitza. You have to wait 3 months. You have to wait till the end of the 3 months. But al kopanim, l'maisa taisis first teretz is, nei the lav chalitzi. But it's also said because midrash has the chalitza. It's mashu midrabanan. She does need another chalitza. Now the way the Ritva asks the kasha though, the Ritva says according to Rebbe, they don't need another chalitza. Tafilu bechalitza muberes berura. She doesn't need another chalitza. But I think l'shit is taisis, and taisis pretty much makes this point at the beginning and the top of daf lam and vav and aleph. There's a big difference when she's muberes, but it's after the 3 months. So then it's clear, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that she does not need another chalitza. For the same time, that she's ein aliyim is only because we don't know. If Elio would come and tell us that she'd be mapel, she'd be ein aliyim. The Rabbi Yechanan holds that bia muveris shma bia. So Mel, that's why the chalitza works. Mashiach, in the first 3 months, when there's an iser on both eifanim, so then that iser makes it that she's not a bas chalitza v'ibum, midarabanan al kabanim, and she'll need another chalitza. And the guy Ismail Chai, the end of Gidden, says his claw, he says, Akadekach, you need a chalitza from all the rest of the Yavamim, because al kabanim is a chalitza psula, and chalitza psula, tshichal achzor akala achin. Because once you are chalitz, even though midarabanan, you need another chalitza, but al kabanim you can't do yivim, it's a chalitza psula, and chalitza psula, tshichal achzor akala achin. So even though, like we're saying, it sounds like Rav Yishayim hold Rashi, Taiz Yishanim, the second Teretz of Taiz earlier, the Rashba, the Ritva, and the Rambam, that B'dievet is a good chalitza. And the whole problem with the Gemara is the Chachila, if you can wait till the Safik is Mavur, that's when the Chachila you can't do a chalitza. But B'dievet, you did the chalitza, it's a good chalitza. But the Ramal and Maisa is Machmir, like the Gai Yisvarchai, that she needs a chalitza, and she needs a chalitza from all the brothers. And a lot of the Paiskim, the Beishmu of the Chuli, Amachmel lemaisa like the Rama. So you have to say in the shtickle that this din, even though whenever it's impossible, the Rabbanan said you can do chalitz even though you can't do yibum. That's the din of chalitz v'slayim misyememes. But if it's possible, so not only is there a chumra that you can't do chalitza lechatchila, but even that in a time and a place where you can't do yibum, but even in the event, when you get to a time where now you could do yibum, you have to repeat the chalitza. The Gaius Agra on the Taisus early in Daf Lamed Hey and the days brings Yerushalmi holds that way, the Eini Chalitza. But he doesn't paskin that way. He paskins that you don't need Chalitza because the Bavli's Mavur that way. Like this Gemara of, like the one that Taisus brought, Yivama Shalchotz La'achon Terekim Tzrich La'amtin Mechadoshim. The Chayyur is pretty clear that she doesn't need another Chalitza. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan says the Teretz, but I didn't understand this Teretz so well. Al Kopanim, that's the sugi. Rei Vishenim hold that b'di'evid a Chalitza Terekim works, and the Ramah L'maisa is Machmel L'maisa, and Halacha L'maisa Kama Nepeskim Al Kopanim Zichel L'chatkila when Machmel like the Ramah to be matched with another Chalitza. And now let's get to the other Chalik of the sugi. The Ritva's Kasha on Rish Lakish, that how does Rish Lakish learn this Braisa? Rabbi Yossi told him the din of Kol She'ena Alim Eina L'Chalitza. And according to Rish Lakish, what do you need that for? According to Rish Lakish, Tepik Le'istam, Chalitza Muberis, Le'ishma Chalitza. He doesn't learn it out from Kol She'ena Alim Eina L'Chalitza, he learns it out from Ayin Alav. So, there's two Tirutzim to this Kasha in the Rishayim. And then this Taisus asks this Kasha. Taisus says, Taimu Rish Lakish, Tik Shleim Rabbi Yossi. Taisus Maskel Karl of Mikrozat. And Taisus says, "V'yesh leima the Rish Lakish nami einach leisat gimel mishum de ena aliba." According to Rish Lakish, also the reason why einach leisat gimel is because it's ena aliba. But it doesn't explain. Rish Lakish is a different reason because chalitza meberes leishma chalitza. Why do you need the ena aliba? There's two pshatim in Taisus. We'll see. But let's first see the Rishayim and it's more clear what the teretz is. There's two terutzim in the Rishayim. The Ramban's lashon is like this: Pirish lo abyechan itchik tamal luma pelas ulsheinim muberes. For Rabbi Yechanan, you need the reason of Kol She'ena Liv Men El Chalitza, both for Mapelas and Eina Muberes. In both cases, the Etzim will be a Chalitza. And the reason why you don't do the Chalitza Teich Gimel is because it's Eina Liv. The Rish Lakish, he says, L'Mapelas Leitzarech. For a case where she's Muberes and she's Mapel, you don't need a Pasuk. The Ben Ein Le'ayin Olav, Liv Ula Chalitza Mashma. That you learn from Ben Ein Lei Ayin Olav that neither the Yib nor the Chalitza work. Ki Yitzchak Kol Animsa She'enu Muberes. Min Rabbanu Ba'al Mehuzeh. That's what he says. Now the Chayyur is still not so clear because during the 3 months we don't know if she's Einu Muberes or she's Mapelas, right? So according to Rabbi Yechanan, they need the pasuk for both Mapelas and Einu Muberes. Otherwise, Mimadu Shech, you could do Chalitza because if she's Muberis and she's not going to be Mapelas, you don't need Chalitza. And if she's Eina Muberis, or she's Muberis and she's Mapelas, so the Etzim, the Chalitza would work. But we don't do Chalitza because of Eina Eliyibim. But according to Rish Lakish, you don't need a Pasuk for Mapelas, the Mapelas that Tzarech Rai says, because Ben Ein Lai Ayin Ol Eliyibim Ula Chalitza Mashma. So what do you mean you need the Pasuk for Eina Muberis? Sometimes you don't need the Pasuk. Because you always have to be chayish from Mapelas. We'll get to that in a second. But first, the Ramban says ishtikl, that according to Rish Lakish, you need the pasuk for the case of Eina Muberes. Now, the Rashba says that Efshadai Perukanam Leibechel Bechudu Deitzur, Chalosh Lakish Leitzarach Klal. The Rashba says that this teretz, you only need according to Beichanan, you don't need according to Rish Lakish. The Ben Ein Le Ayin Olav is Ben Li Ben Lechalitza Mashma. That he says exactly like the Rambam. He says, "Emeli, you don't need to quote the Shlakish." Ul nimzah she'enim uberes nami lo tzarich le Shlakish. Ul tamishim zerihi. In other words, he's bavarning what we're saying. Like the Gemara starts with the Kasha. The Gemara says, "Leimet evetivs de Rabbi Yechanan." Right? This leim even we understand. If you miyam during 3 months, you might get a eshes after ice. But chalitza, why not? Leimet evetivs de Rabbi Yechanan. Why is it good according to the Shlakish? The Teretz is like Rashi says. Because according to Rish Lakish, Shem etapel v'tinasu v'chalitza zu, v'chalitza beres l'shma chalitza. We're afraid. Maybe she is muberes. If she's muberes, she's nichalitza. Maybe she'll be mapel. So the Rashi says, so according to Rish Lakish, ha'da amle avyesu v'gavel me'achbet z'ish l'kam le'shun k'su v'ben ein l'ayin olav. Why did he say v'ben ein l'ayin olav, maybe she'll be muberes? The Teretz is because this guy that came to him wasn't a big Talmud Chacham, he says. And he's not going to understand the drasha of v'ben ein l'ayin olav. He'll understand that Manav Shech. If she has a baby, so then she doesn't need Chalitza. If she doesn't have a baby, then why should this Chalitza work? He's not going to understand if he answers Ben Elayim Lov. So he's thinking, okay, I'll tell him, Ben Elayim, Ben Elayim Chalitza. He's Ukmei Ben Mulsa the Alma. So according to Yechanan, he was serious. According to Rish Lakish, that wasn't the real Teretz. You don't need a Bechlal. So Kumdais, the Rashba holds that if the answer is Lakish, why Taka can't you do Chalitza? The answer is because since Chalitza is Muberes, Lo Yishma Chalitza, I'm afraid maybe she's Muberes, maybe she'll be Mapel, that's why you can't do Chalitza. You ask Rabbi Yechanan why you can't do Chalitza? he'll say, no, there's no problem doing chalitza. Either way, either the chalitza will be a chalitza or you don't need chalitza. You can't do chalitza because it's a din. Kol she'ena li menel chalitza l'chatchila, you should wait till it's a liba. But the Ramban says that even according to Rish Lakish, you need the pasuk of kol elibim to nimsa she'enim uberis. So the Ramban is saying like this, that even though the Havamina understood Rish Lakish, that the pshat was that maybe she'll be mapel and she'll be semech on the chalitza, but lemaskana, we're not chayshish with such a possibility. I mean, I think she could always do a chalitza again if it happens. We have to be chayshish for three things. A, she's muberis, which is passable. Okay, but that alone is a suffix. B, she'll be mapel. The rav is she won't be mapel. And C, she won't realize that the chalitza won't work and be semech on the chalitza. Maskana, we're not chayshish for this. The maskana, even Rish Lakish holds that the reason is because kol she'ena liv menel lechalitza. That's the chayrut the Ramban holds. The Ritva is pretty clear. The Ritva brings this two terutzim. The first terutz is Reb Yossi was meishel v'idaita shel ha'shoyel. The shoyel, he says, well, so it wasn't a chacham. He won't understand this lumdus of Rish Lakish, tigla milsim erfei lai amina, and ben ein lai ayin alav. He won't understand this thing that it's possible to say that yizakek v'im v'chalitza, because she was mapple, but still the chalitza b'shashis meberis doesn't work. That's why I told him this teretz, it wasn't the correct answer. And the second teretz, he says, this is his lashon, inani ki hoya aymer tachlis ma'abekar de'evshin deinu meberis klal chas she'el devihakol. V'im timtzim meberis vlad aysumi means she'ena shel kayama tachzav tachlis. If she's not muberis, then it's a good chalitza. And if she is muberis, so she can do chalitza again. In other words, it was clearly saying in the second teretz that really we're not chayshish, that maybe she's muberis shemim mapa, because she could be chalitza again. The reason why is because kol she'ena liba. Now the Rambam, like we mentioned before, Elchizim chalitza perek alpha lachites, he brings the time of kol liba, even though we pass from like Rish Lakish. It's Chloe holds like the Ramban and the second teretz of the Ritva. So Kundas, we have two Mahalchim, how Rish Lakish is learning the Braisa. We have the Mahalach of the Rajma and the first teretz of the Ritva, that Kaloyal Ibn was just Reb Yossi's rejoinder to the person, but the real answer is, because Chalitza Mubarak Slash Mechalitza. And we have the Ramban and the second teretz of the Ritva, that really we're not Chayshish B'chlal, that maybe she's Mubarak and she'll be Mapal, because Ivarak Staif and she could always be Chalitza again. The reason, even according to Rish Lakish, is taka because kali ben lechalitza. So the Chazon Ish, a very interesting shtickle. Chazon Ish Simon Kovchav says, is an afkimina locha lemaisa between the Ramban and the Rajba. I'll give you a case. We have an Isha, her husband dies, you have a brother here, but the circumstance is, he could do chalitza now within 3 months, and afterwards he's gone. We have a once-in-a-lifetime chance to do chalitza now. If you do not do chalitza now, there's no way to ever do chalitza again. Zakta azay, if you're going to hold like the Ramban and the second teretz of the Ritva, that the Gemara was chayzer from the original time, that the problem was that maybe she's muberis and she'll be mapal and there'll be a problem. The Gemara was chayzer from that. And we're not chayshish for that. So why can't you do chalitza during 3 months? Because kol el libam. So Zakta Chazon Ish, but we have this klal that you only say kol el libam when you have a choice. Right? That's what the Yishayinim are saying, Rashi and the Teis Hashanim, everybody, that you only say kol el libam chalitza when you have a choice. When you don't have a choice, you don't say it. I think even the Fidu Yishayinim that we said, that it's b'di'evid, but Vait, it's only b'di'evid because you have a choice, and you can do it afterwards when it's el libam. But let's say it's Malkan Egan, there is no choice. You have a choice if you can do chalitza within 3 months, and that's it. There is not going to be another choice again. So why do you say kol el libam? That's the Chazon Ish. L'fi the Ramban and the second teretz of the Ritva, like we're saying, the Chazon Ish, as I mentioned, the Rambam also mefurish that way. So b'makom igun, b'makom that it's not shaykh to do chalitza after 3 months, we would allow chalitza during 3 months. But he says, if we're going to say like the Rajba and like the first teretz of the Ritva, that the Gemara was never chayzer, and according to Rish Lakish, it's a din. You can't be chayletz. Why? Because maybe she's muberis. Aye, if she's muberis, she'll be chalitza, but maybe she'll be mapel. And then, we might be samech in the chalitza. So we don't have a klar zach in the Gemara, the b'makom igum, and our chayshish for this din, the rabbanan. A bana made this gzeira. You need 3 months. Maybe makamikin you have this gzeira. But he wants to say halacha lemaisa that but makamikin you could be seimich, just like we're saying according to the Ramban and the second teres of the Ridva. The halacha is that but makamikin will be muta. You don't say it's not considered that you don't say kol el yibum when you have no choice. So meila but makamikin could be seimich on those rishenim. And then he says he has a raya from the Tesefta. He says they showed me the Tesefta. It's perik vav halacha tes. The Sefta says as a Maisa that someone was going to Minas Yam, he had a Shemeris Yavam, and he had a younger brother, a Katan. So the Sefta brings him a Chlaikis Tanon. It says, Mishum Rablezim et Sadik Amru, Tachlaits, Shishudu Chalitza now within 3 months. Shem Yerle Davit, the Kalav Nimsis Kuka Lakatan. Maybe something will happen to him when he's going to Minas Yam, and she'll be Skuka to the Katan, and Mimeli should do Chalitza within 3 months. Shame, shame, I'm in lying. Yabim, kachin, I'm lechalitz. The chayer, kalayel, leave my lechalitz. So the Chazanish says that you see from this the Sefta, neither of the Tanan, neither of Blazer Reb Tzadik, nor the Chachamim held that you have a problem, that maybe she's Mumberis and she'll be Mapel. Reb Blazer Tzadik said you could do it because I'm afraid of it, they call it. And the Chachamim say no, kalayel, leave him. Pashas are like the Chachamim. But he says, it's not the case that we said where your only chance you could do it is now. He's going to Minas Yam. He's returning. Rav Lezer is afraid, maybe something will happen, he won't return. She'll be in Aguna. And the Chum say, that's not enough. I mean, they're also like he says, maybe the Chum hold it, you could wait for a Katan. But let's say there is no other chance. You have a fellow that's here within 3 months, he's leaving and he'll never be seen again. Right? So then, since Rav Lezer Metzadik is matter, even in the case Tam is going to be the Yom, Shabbi Yerleit HaKala. And the Chum and that thing said, Kala El Yibim, which we know that Kala El Yibim is only when it's possible. If it's impossible, he would see from the Tesefta that it's Mutter. So Rav Aaron Yafin wrote another Nafkamina, Lechayer, between the two Terutzim of the Ritva, between the Ramban and the Rajba. He says, in Sagayis on the Ritva, he says, let's say you have a case where there's another reason why she can't do Yibim. She's chayvi lavenu kadaima. So lefi, the teretz of kalayel liyibum, if anyway she can't do yibum, lechachili do chalitza teyakimu. If the only reason why you can't do chalitza teyakimu is kalayel liyibum, so that's when, if after 3 months she will be el liyibum. But if after 3 months she anyway won't be el liyibum, and the dinis chalatzah seinim misyavemis, so there's no reason to wait 3 months. Mashenken, according to the Rajbam, and this first teretz of the Ritva, that the reason why is because the Gemara was never chayzer from the din of chalitza muberes loishim achalitza, so that would apply even to chayv elavin, will be fejiz muberes, and then she'll be mapel, and then we'll be saimach on the chalitza, so even in that case you'll have to wait 3 months. Now getting to Taisus, we started off with the Taisus. The Taisus says, according to Rish Lakish, it's also eina chalitza stayakimu, because it's eina el liyibu. So the Chazanish explains, he means like the Ramban, and the second teretz of the Ritva. He means, Taisus is telling this teretz, he's being Makatzer, but Taisus is saying, Taisus' kasha was, has Rish Lakish going to learn this braisa? According to Rish Lakish, why do we need the time of Kalayel Yibam? Tebek Lei Chalitza Meres Lei Shema Chalitza. Zak Taisus, no, the reason why in Achel is Tehgim was because it's Eina El Yibam. Zak the Chazish, what does he mean? He means the Gemara was Chazif in the first teretz. Chalitza Beres Leishma Chalitza is not a good enough reason. Why? Because to be afraid that maybe she's Mumberis, and maybe she'll be Mapel, and maybe she'll be Seimach on the Chalitza, that we left off. The time is, because since there's an Issa there abundant to do Yibum, even if she's not Mumberis, there's an Issa to do Yibum, even if she's a Ktana, so Kumdei she's an Eina El Yibum B'Tayris Vadei, so Mimela, there's a Din L'Chachila not to do Chalitza. So Kumdei, if you can learn Taisus that way, and it's the Ramban, the Dvaz Tutarutzim, and it's also like we mentioned the Rambam. So the Rav Yishayim already hold. The only ones on that the way is the Rashba. And one Teretz in the Ritva. So Mimela, in the Chazanish's case from Malka Migun, there'll definitely be a good reason to be Mekel. But the Teitz Rosh says a different shot. It's not called that shot in Teitz, but Teitz Rosh says that the reason why Chalitza Mu'uberes Loishma Chalitza is because of Eina Eliyibam. Now the Yishayim all Neman, that Ayin Olav is telling you, don't do neither Chalitza nor Yibam. Don't do anything until you know. That's the din of Ayin Olav. But the Taisa Rosh says, no. Ayin Olav is going on Yibam. Ben Ein Lai is going on Yibam. It's not going on Chalitza. How do you know you can't do chalitza b'amberis? Because kolayli mele chalitza. The Reb Shimon Shkab and Shari Yesha, Shari Zayin Perichesosa understood the Taiz that way. That's how he explains the Inyan of Rish Lakish, where Ayin Olav really is just telling you a din that you can't do Yibam until you know, and chalitza is coming because of kolayli mele chalitza. So lefi the Taiz the Rosh Fakert. According to Taiz, the Gemara never was chalitza from the Havimina. The Taisus learns called Eli Yibam is telling you why Chalitza bears Leishim Chalitza. But why can't you do Chalitza Terech Gemul? Because Chalitza bears Leishim Chalitza. If Eishim will be bears, it should be Mapple. And that's why. So the Fina Taisus Rosh and the Rabbah, Taisus will be on the Rajba side. Still could be, it could be Mekel Makam, even could be. If you have Taisus and the Rajba against, well, I think the Rambam and the Ramban. So by the Rabbanim, the Makam, it could be, Mekel. But I'll call upon him. That's another Chan and Taisus that Ayin Olav is only about Yibam. See, the Gemara had such a havmin that Abim Muberis Leishma Abim and Chalitza Muberis Shema Chalitza. And the Gemara says it can't be. If Abim Muberis Leishma Abim and Chalitza Muberis Leishma Chalitza, because Kala Eli Yibam Le Chalitza. The Gemara says that Mefurish and Davam and Hay in the days Lamed Vavam and Aleph. Now, you don't have to say that that's the Maisa what Rish Lakish holds. That's just the shlug up that Abaya, what Abaya wanted to say in Rabbi Yechanan. But Lamaisa, the Taiz Rosh says, and you could learn Taizis that way, that really Ayin Olav Tiglim Muslim Rafael Le'amin is really only a Svar and Yibam. The Svar for Chalitza is because Kol Ayli Mel Chalitza and Lefi Zeh, that's a Pshat and Rav Yesi why he said Kol Ayli Mel Chalitza to teach you Chalitza Mevaris Leishim Chalitza. And Memela the Gemara was never Chayz in the time of Rish Lakish Chalitza Mevaris Leishim Chalitza.